It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The polls were wrong. The conventional wisdom was wrong. As you've probably heard, Hillary Clinton won last night's New Hampshire primary. And this morning, her campaign is back on track after a rocky few days. Terry McAuliffe is the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign, and he joins us on the line to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
As you know better than anybody, things weren't looking that good for the Clinton campaign as this week began. One of the things is your specialty, fundraising. How's the money looking this morning?
Well, since last night, we have raised about $750,000. And that's all online. We've been getting, about 500 hits per minute. But going into yesterday, our campaign had raised a record $110 million. We had over $25 million in the bank. So, you know, we're very good on the resources. As I've always said, Renee, this is going to be a 25-state, what we have to go through between now and February 5th, when I think it will be over on the evening of February 5th when 23 states actually go vote. So we have the resources to do what we need to do.
We're going to look ahead in a moment, but just briefly, much has been made of the moment when Senator Clinton, pretty uncharacteristically for her, teared up while talking to some supporters about the pressures of campaigning. What difference do you think that made, if any?
Well, I think there are two several significant events. I think the first, Renee, the debate. I think what became clear is there is a difference on the record between Senator Clinton and Senator Obama.
That was the Saturday debate there in New Hampshire.
Saturday debate. I think people who watched that debate thought Hillary was very specific on the issues and foreign policy, dealing with Pakistan and others. In talking about their record, Hillary was very specific. And then I agree. I think that moment when she was in that diner in the morning and they asked her about, you know, what is it like on the campaign trail and how do you deal with this every day, people saw the human side of Hillary, the side that I've known for 27 years. But ultimately, I think the voters in New Hampshire made the decision that Hillary has the most experience to deal with all the myriad of issues that are going to face the next president of the United States.
Now, you're headed for Nevada and South Carolina, important primary states for Democrats. Senator Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, of course, took a more aggressive tone in the final days in New Hampshire. They targeted Barack Obama in particular. He was characterized as a talker, not a doer, who offered false hope and, in former President Clinton's words, told a fairy tale about his positions on Iraq. Is this the kind of language voters should expect to hear from here on out?
Well, Renee, and I do think it is now a two-person race. I think with John Edwards coming in a distant third, it's now a race between Senator Clinton and Senator Obama. And I think a contrast on the issues is what this election is all about. And I think what the debate should be as we move forward. Senator Obama has always said that you ought to have a good, healthy debate on one's record and where they want to take the country. And I think what President Clinton had talked about was obviously shifting the votes as it relates to Iraq and the funding and so forth with Senator Obama. But, you know, these are public votes and they ought to be up for discussion, just as all of Hillary's votes ought to be up for discussion. So as we move forward, as long as you don't ever make it personal, and I think that's very important.
Well, wait. You don't think fairy tale and talker, not a doer is personal?
Well, I don't think it's a personal attack on Senator Obama. I think it's dealing with his record. You know, I think the president was referring to, you know, you can say a lot of things, but you got to back it up with your record. Hillary backs up what she says with her record. And if Barack Obama doesn't agree with what Hillary says on an issue, he should feel free to go out and challenge her on the record on, you know, what she has done over the last 35 years of her life.
Terry McAuliffe is the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Renee.